Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Formula Girls. I'm Christine Anderson, Marketing Coordinator with Colonial Chemical, and I'm here with Molly McHenry.
Hello.
Just recently announced manager of R&D personal care applications. Congratulations.
Thank you.
This is formulation number 2066, and it is the Foaming Cream Cleanser. And this has
take
a new...
three.
Yeah, take three. This has a new product in it. It is our Sugar Debt Eco Pearl, which is very exciting because we had one that was just Sugar Debt Pearl. So what's the difference between these two, real quick?
This now has Soltane instead of Betaine, so avoiding some of those Prop 65 issues.
And is this only serving the purpose of a pearl, like a pearlizing effect, or is it also contributing other features?
It does, in this formula anyway, help build up the viscosity a little also, but the main benefit of this is that you can have a pearl and add it in a liquid form, so you don't have to add a solid that you have to heat up and...
Right, because this is cold mix.
Right, yeah. So you don't have to be so mindful about the cooling process because that can affect the appearance of the pearl. It just makes it very easy to get that pearled look.
Yeah, so this inky name is glycol disterate, sodium hydroxypropyl phosphate, diethyl glucoside cross polymer, cocamidyl propyl hydroxysultane, sodium steryl lactylate. So it does have a long inky name, but it's Prop 65 free. And we also have featured in this is our Colladet DEF 61, which is another performance blend. And that is sodium C1416 olefin sulfonate, cocamidyl propyl hydroxysultane, cocamid MIPA. So that is kind of one of our economy blends. But then you said that, you know, adding this Sugar Debt Eco Pearl kind of classes it up a bit.
Right. So, yes, the DF61 is a sulfate-free, kind of more economy blend. But then adding the pearl makes it, you know, more appealing to the user, I guess, provides more luxurious character. And also is associated with creaminess. So the pearl along with the Colamols 3GO is why we call it a cream cleanser.
Yeah, so that is our polyglycerol 3 oleate, which is also very new. What kind of benefits do you get with putting the 3GO in here?
So the 3GO is a polyglycerol ester of oleic acid, so it has a kind of skin conditioning effect, acts as a refatting agent.
Okay. So when you were putting this together, it is cold mix, so it is pretty easy to formulate. Did you have any, did you run into any problems or anything you had to, like, troubleshoot when you put these together?
No, not really. It is goes together very quickly because it is cold process. With DF61, sometimes we'll use salt to thicken, but again, the Sugar Debt Eco Pearl here was helping to boost the viscosity, so we didn't need to add any extra salt. So it's not necessarily a salt-free formula, but you wouldn't have to list salt on the ingredient list, so you could say no added salt, I guess.
Just like my food. Same thing.
What?
No salt added on, you know.
Is that a thing you look for?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't care. I love salt.
Oh, I always go for the
salt.
Oh, I go for the no salt added. My food's probably pretty bland.
Ooh.
So sorry, Jack. So the DEF 61 has a sultane and the Eco Pearl also has a sultane. Is it super foamy and thick? Or
Yeah, this one has a good foam, also because it's based on the olefin sulfonate in the DF61, and that's a good option for sulfate-free foam. But the Eco Pearl does not diminish the foam.
Okay, so this is a foamy, it's a foaming cream cleanser, but you still need to put it in like a body wash bottle. It's not...
It is viscous.
It is, okay, so, but it's not like a pump foaming cleanser.
Oh, right.
Right. Okay. And so then you just added a little bit of preservative fragrance and citric acid. Is there a reason you picked the preservative you picked?
I know a lot of times we use the sodium benzoate and potassium sorbate. This one is set at a higher pH range, so that preservative wouldn't work here.
Okay.
We also like the K900.
That's the Uxol K900, and that's the benzyl alcohol ethyl hexyl glycerin and
tocopherol.
Tocopherol. That's right. So that is formulation number 2066. It is available for download by going to our website at colonialchem.com/formulations. It is intended for use as a starting formula and may be modified as needed. Colonial Chemical does not guarantee exact results, but we're ready to help you in any way with your next formulation project. Go to colonialchem.com/formulations, and thanks for joining us.